Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to try to bring you from a place that you're living right now, which is possibly a life of quiet desperation. Maybe it's an okay life, a good life, but it's not a great life. It's not where you really want to be. And there's an old saying out there that what gets in the way of a great life is a good life, and what gets in the way of a good life is an okay life. And you're just not willing to make the change. And you ask yourself, why am I not willing to make the change? Well, I'm a type B personality, so type B's don't like change in general. So it usually takes a situation where you've built up enough pain to where the pain of change is less than the pain of remaining the same, as Tony Robbins would say. The point where you got to do something, you just can't take it anymore. And we're talking financial situation here because that's what I teach, is how to retire in a short period of time. So the first point is to consider, what is a short period of time? When I first wrote the book and the manual for the two-day training course, I wrote it to be 7 years. And I got to the 7 years by taking the most mundane route you could take to get there. In other words, buying the cheapest piece of real estate and doing it as slow as you possibly could, by saving the minimum amount of money, by waiting for the cash flow to increase enough to give you another down payment to be able to start again and buy another one. And no matter how poor you were, I found that just on a spreadsheet anyway, I could mathematically retire you in 7 years or less. So you say, well, 7 years isn't that quick. Well, you might be right with that, because I did it in 2.5 years. And many, many people that came into the program, even though the course said 7 years in the material, were doing it in 5 years or less. So eventually, the marketing people for our program changed it to 5 years or less. Again, I did it in 2.5 years. Then one of my students, David Fisher, he did it in 2 years or less. And so he started teaching people around him, hey, let's call it 2 years or less, and let's call it deuces. And they started doing this thing where they'd show up the two fingers and call themselves deuces, that they had retired in 2 years or less. Okay, fun. Kind of a neat thing. But it really got to be, in my mind, too much pressure on people to try to retire in 2 years or less. That just doesn't make any sense. Can it be done? Yes. Yes, it can. Is it done by the majority of people? No, I don't think so. I think it's probably closer to 3 to 5 years. So let's talk about that. What have you done in the last 5 years of your life? Have you not thought that what you were doing the last 5 years of life was something that was really going to make a difference? You didn't, for the last 5 years of life, believe, you know, I'm doing something totally useless that isn't getting me anywhere. And you have to think, you have to honestly take and have this conversation with yourself. It doesn't do any good for me to talk to you, especially if it's talking at you. You have to have this conversation. What have I done in the last 5 years to try to make my life better? And is my life better than it was 5 years ago? Now, think about this. Think about 5 years ago where you were, and think about what if today was the fifth year and you were retired. That as of this very moment, you didn't have to get up and go to work anymore. Think about that. See, when you're 5 years back of that thought, it's not that powerful. But when you come upon it the day it actually happens, it's astronomical. If you could only take the motivation back to the 5 years. Now, that's the way a type B thinks. Let's talk about a type A. A type A wants it today. And you tell them that 5 years from now, they can have it. To a type A, that's like, that's death. Are you kidding me? 5 years from now. Yet, 5 years from now, they will have done nothing to get themselves closer. 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. And by the way, if you're 40 years old, you're halfway. Remember, there's 40 years ahead of you at the most to be 80. Maybe you're one of those guys that lived to 90 or whatever, but I'll tell you this, I'm almost 70, and it's not the same quality of life. Now, I work out, which gives me a little bit better shot than most people. I've worked out my whole life, so I'm a little more fit than the average 70-year-old guy. But still, you have to think about this. I've been retired since I was 32 years old. You're still working. You're 40. You're 45. You're 50. Wouldn't it be nice to know that 5 years from now, you could be retired? Now, let's realize that some people have enough money right now that I can retire them in 2 years. And it really has to do more with how much money you have compared to what your standard of living is, because the retirement that I'm talking about is not a pile of money you live off the rest of your life. What I'm talking about is replacing your earned income so that you will have income coming in the rest of your life. That's what I'm talking about. So it's important to understand, first of all, that this can actually happen. And that's where most of you get stuck. You're listening to the radio, go, okay, it's a nice radio show. This guy's interesting. But I don't really believe him. I've heard people tell me they listen to me for 2 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. And I always ask them, and you're not retired yet? If you would have started doing what you were hearing me talk about, speak about, you can get there. But today I want to talk on the radio with you. I want to speak with you. I want you to listen to me today, because I'm going to tell you how to get there. I'm going to tell you what is stopping you from getting there. I'm going to tell you what will work to get you there, right? And when you really look at this situation, really think it through correctly, what we're going to say is you need to come to my two-day workshop. It's occurring this Saturday and Sunday. We're talking about the 9th and the 10th of March here in Houston, Texas. Now, if you can't get here to Houston, Texas, you need to at least sign up. Because if we can't get you into town, we can get you on an internet connection, which is not as good. There's no way it's as good listening and watching a presentation over the internet. But at least it gets you started. But if you can get in here, I'm going to spend 2 full days with you, up close and personal, teaching you everything you need to know to be able to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, close these deals that will retire you. If you want to come to that, I'm going to give you a massive discount to go if you go this weekend. Normally it's $740 for a year's membership. I'm going to give you 2 years for $297. Now to do that, you have to go to my website, Dell, that's D-E-L, DellHelpMeNow.com. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. And you can sign up for $297. And that's going to give you 2 years, not 1 year. So that's a heck of a lot of information. That's 2 years of training for only $297. Guys, that's as much as I spent on dinner last night. That's nothing to be trained on how to change your life forever. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's DellHelpMeNow.com. And put in the promo code DEL. I think it's listed there on the webpage, but make sure if you get that promo code, it's going to say 740. You need to put in DEL, and then you can get the 297 for 2 years, not 1 year. Now, let's start today on the show to get back into this a little bit. To be able to retire in a couple of years, I have 3 rules you have to live by. And rule number one seems almost as kooky as can be, but it is the most important rule, and that is never lose money. Rule one, never lose money. So, Dell, are you saying people with lifestyles have never lost money? No, I'm saying I've never lost money in real estate investing. And the people who listen to me and do exactly what I tell them to do have never lost money in real estate. So, well, then how could somebody lose money in real estate? Well, it's real simple. If I told you to do X, then Y, then Z, and you wanted to do A, B, and C because you just like that approach better. And so I always put this in the book when I start the seminar. If you come to the seminar, you'll see me do this. So let's go to the back of the book and write this in. I will not listen to Dell. Whatever he says, I won't do it. And I write that in there. It's not a joke. It's, all right, as we're going through this book and I tell you to do something, and you elect to say, well, I'm just not going to do that part. I'm going to leave that part out. Or I'm not going to do it that way. You don't deal with people that way. I'm going to do it this way. And as soon as you do that, because my mother, my father, my brother, my teacher, my mentor, my college professor, my policeman, my attorney, all said it should be done that way, and you don't do it my way, then you don't get the same results the people that do it my way get, which is retire in 5 years or less. So that's the most important thing, is to not do it wrong. And there's really only two ways you can do it wrong, and that is not do what I tell you to do, leave something out that you were clearly told is a part of the system, or to do something that's not in the system. Well, let me just add this to it. Take, for instance, you bake a cake, and in the middle of the cake, you say, you know what? I think there should be garlic. Garlic really is a healthy thing to put in. Let's put some garlic in the cake. Now, when that cake is done, it's going to be bad. You're going to have to throw it away. No one's going to eat it. But that's not because the cake recipe wasn't good. It's not because all the ingredients weren't good. The cake would have been fine if you hadn't put in your secret ingredient. And that's the same way with this investing. I've had people that go along, do it well for many years, and get rave reviews and success. And then one day they go, you know what? I'm pretty good at this stuff. Let me see if I can change it just a little bit and make it better for me. And when they change it to make it better for themselves, they make it worse for either the clients that are buying their product, the tenants renting their product, or their investors, and they make it worse for their investors and make it riskier for their investors. They're changing the formula. And when they change the formula, they change the return that you get from the formula. And so think about this. You can go out there and make 10, 20, 30, 50% returns and really get ahead quick. I've seen 100, 200, 300% returns. I think the most I've ever seen is a 400% return. I think I did that once. But what good does that do if the very next year you lost all your money? And therein lies the real problem, is that you're not really investing your money. You're speculating with your money. Now, you say, Dell, I'm not a speculator. Yeah, you're a gambler. You're a speculator. What do I mean by that? It's anytime you buy something and hope, just hope, that somebody will pay you more for what you just bought. That's speculation. It means I'm looking for a greater fool. There's somebody out there dumb enough, if I buy something and don't do it correctly, don't change its value, somebody's going to pay me more. I'm going to make money. Well, as soon as you start believing that, you have to understand there's other people out there that are thinking the same thing about you. And so once you start speculating, you might as well just go to Las Vegas and play whatever game you like to play. Because it's the same as going in the stock market. Today it goes up, tomorrow it goes down. Today it goes up, tomorrow it goes down. Up and down and up and down and up and down. And that isn't investing. That is speculating. That's gambling that you're going to end up better off than when you started. And that isn't what we do. Because of rule one, don't lose money. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
What would you say to women out there, Kelly, if they're thinking about doing this, if they're sitting out there right now going, I'm trapped with a glass ceiling where I work. I know I can't go up any further. There's no room there. What would you say to them about becoming their own boss?
Well, you know, you can decide to stay where you're at and keep trying to crack that glass ceiling. But at the end of the day, in this environment, it is so easy, you know, to be able to get out of that mold. People know me and they come up to me and they're very gracious, and they don't look at me and say, oh, you're a woman, I'm not gonna invest with you, I'm gonna go over here. There's no real gender there.
Are you ready to be part of a world where there are no glass ceilings, no gender bias, no limits? Start like award-winning real estate investor Kelly did with the online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. While we were at break, someone had texted me and asked a question that is really a pretty good question now that I think about it. And the question was, do you have to pay extra to come to this 2-day seminar this weekend? No. The membership is normally inclusive of as many different 2-day seminars as you want to go to a year. They're all over the country. You can go to any of them you want to go to. The reason I'm giving you a discount is because I want you to sign up now so you can come to the one this weekend, which is mine. I have teachers that teach all over the country, and you can go to these. And if you have a membership, and normally the membership is $740 for 1 year, I'm giving you 2 years of membership, right? For $297, which includes the fact you can come to my 2-day seminar this weekend, the 9th and 10th of March in Houston, Texas. That's what I'm offering here. So if you go to the DellHelpMeNow.com website and put in the promo code Dell, D-E-L, you're going to be able to get the $297 for 2 years, which means, of course, then you are also, as a member, eligible to come to this 2-day with me this weekend, whether you come live, which is the right way to do it, or if you have to watch it simulcast over the internet. That's a possibility if that's all you've got, because time or location is your challenge in life. Then let's get in there and not miss this thing, because I'm going to show you how to change your life in a very short period of time relative to the process that you are already in, which is not retiring until you're 70 or 75 years old. I'm going to show you how to retire in 5 years or less. And you realize that's a marketing quote, 5 years or less. Some people do it in 2, some 3, 4, 5, some might have to go 7. But even 7 years is shorter than the next 20 or 30 or 40 years of working. And if ever you've been sitting out there, whether this is the first day you picked this up and hear this, or whether you've been listening to me for 2 years, 3 years, 4, just do it this time. Just get in here. The market has really changed and become very, very functional. The prices for the last 18 months to 2 years had gotten so high because interest rates were so low that people were buying real estate that didn't even make any money. And that was ridiculous. They were losing money to buy real estate because the prices were so high and the interest rates were so low. But now the interest rates have gone back up. The prices have gone back down. And now we can buy real estate that makes money again. And so I'm excited, and I'm trying to get that excitement out to you so you realize the opportunities are back to be able to kill it in real estate, right? So we want you here right now so you can get in during this opportunity, which leads me to point number two. Rule number one was don't lose money. I mean, if you lose money, it's over with. I mean, what good is doing this if you're losing money? It's just speculation. You're just taking hits and misses and hits and misses and losing money. That's absolutely opposite of what I'm going to teach you. Okay? We're going to get rid of the speculation and just go for a system that works. And it works every time if you follow the system. Right? Now, what do I mean by works every time? That doesn't mean every piece of real estate you ever go and look at is going to be a deal. In fact, it's furthest from the truth. The reality is being able to identify the right piece of real estate. I have a case study coming up this Thursday night. You can register for this to come to this case study. And I have two people buying houses that are incredible rates of return. And I have one apartment deal that is an example of a guy buying one apartment complex and retiring and living off that apartment. I mean, it's an incredible case study. And it shows you that you could say no to 20 or 50 or 100 different offers. And by the way, I look at 10 offers a week minimum, I'm sure, of deals that people want to sell me and of stuff I might want to buy. And what happens is if I look at 100 of them, I might buy one. I'm in contract right now to buy something. In fact, it's funny, I'm in contract right now with a guy that I've been working, trying to do something with for about 2 years. And the guy wouldn't do it. He just never would come to the table. In fact, in this particular deal, he wasn't going to come to the table. And then finally, one day, he called us back and said, hey, can we still get that deal? Are you still interested? And I said, of course. And see, what's happening, guys, is that the marketplace is changing. The sellers who had ridiculous expectations are becoming more realistic about what their property should actually sell for. And that's one of the things I'm going to teach you this weekend, is how to make offers that are realistic, how to stick by those offers and get the brokers and the sellers to actually agree to do it. It's not going to happen every time, but you have to do it exactly the same every time, so that when you've come across the right person that's in that position in their life where they need to let go of that piece of real estate, they're going to sell it to you for a reasonable and or good price. And you have to realize that what we're looking for is not a piece of real estate, right? We're looking for a motivated seller. So you think, or if you think, and most people do believe, you can just walk into a real estate office like a shoe store and go, give me a size 11 wide in a green or a blue or a purple. And they'll just pull it out of a box in the back room and you can buy it. That's not what happens with real estate. You have to go out there and go, I want this thing, this cash flow, profitability, rate of return type object investment. And do you have anything that looks anything like it? And they'll show you all the stuff they have, and you go, okay, let me evaluate each one of these. Boom, 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 boom. None of it. Oh, wait a minute. This one's pretty close. Let's see if we can just rearrange either the price or the terms on the deal to make it make sense. And then you wait and see if they'll agree. And if 100 of them say, 99 of them say no, and the 100th person says yes, you've now got what rule two brings into account, and that is there must be cash flow, because you're not going to retire unless you buy something that has cash flow. You need income is what you need. Many, many people tell me, I don't like paying income taxes. I have no problem with paying income taxes. If I had to pay $1 million in income taxes this year, I wouldn't be upset because that means I made $4 million. Now, if you buy real estate, do it correctly, we'll show you how to use your depreciation to cover your taxes so you don't pay any taxes, which is another benefit of real estate. I get checks in the mail every single month. At the beginning of the month, my checking accounts just fill back up with massive amounts of money. Rule two, there's got to be cash flow. You've got your money paying off your mortgage. What does that do for you? Does your house send you a check in the mail? No. I'd rather take that money you're paying that mortgage off and go buy 10 more houses. Then you've got 10 people send you $500 a month, and you've got $5,000 a month, and you can use that to pay that mortgage payment. And you've got 10 houses that are going up in value as much as $20,000 to $50,000 a year. So if people can talk you into buying stuff that doesn't have cash flow, they're talking you into making a mistake. Rule number three, which is you can't get rich slow. Now, this is probably the most misunderstood one of the rules. And people think it means you've got to get out there very quickly and do a transaction. No, not at all. You could wait 3 months, 6 months, and not do a transaction, and then do one transaction that retires you. I mean, that's the reality of it. What I mean by you can't get rich slow is if you go out there and you buy a single family house, that's not going to produce enough income to retire you. And so if you do one single family house, then two, then three, then four, it's going to take a while for you to get there. That was really what I found out when I first started and bought my first 9 houses. And at that point, I realized you can't get rich slow. You have to figure out how to start doing larger transactions. So I started buying them in groups. I found there was many people who liked to let go of 5 or 10 houses at one time. And then I started buying small apartment complexes, 10 units, 20 units, 30 units, 40 units. Never bought anything 50 units, but I did buy a 64 unit, a 68 unit, an 88 unit, 108 unit, 140 unit. I bought a 208 unit. I bought a 240 unit, a 256 unit, and a 320 unit. I've bought tons of properties. And the point is that each time I did one, I did something a little larger, knowing that, hey, I'd like my income to grow. I mean, one of the things that you don't understand is that if the way you're planning on retiring, the second you stop working, you're losing money. You're eating into your life savings and it's going down. And if anything bad happens, the stock market goes down or you have a lot of costs come up all of a sudden, that digs deep into your retirement plan. But you don't have any way to replace it. With what I do, every year I buy a little bit more real estate. I'm looking for that one deal this year or that two deals. I think I did 3 deals or 4 deals last year. I've already done one this year. I got another one under contract, so I'll be at 2 deals. And if I just pick up 1 or 2 deals and I feel like I did this year's worth of growth, but next year I'll make more money. And every year since I've retired 34 years ago, I guess it was, 1990 was when I started Lifestyles. It's 34 years since then, and I retired a year before Lifestyles, probably. So 35 years now. My income's been going up every year. And rule one, I've never lost money in any real estate deal I've ever done because I follow the rules. I don't deviate the process. Number two, all of my deals cash flow, or I won't buy them. That's rule number two. There's got to be cash flow. Why give someone your money for an investment that doesn't pay you any money? It just doesn't make any sense. Simplest logic, a kid could get it. Why do you put your money in a 401k that doesn't pay you anything? If I told you I wanted you to buy a rent house, think about this for a second. I want you to go buy a rent house, and I want you to pay the mortgage payments on it for 30 years. But I don't want you to rent it out. I want no cash flow. I want it to be a negative cash flow by the amount of the mortgage. And then I say, look, that's exactly what you're doing with your 401k. Every single month, you're putting in a negative amount of money out of your pocket into your 401k. This entity that's not even you, that's not even been taxed yet, that's going to get taxed, right? The entity is not you until you pull the money out and get taxed. So you think that you're doing some good, except you're building this massive amount of money up you're going to owe taxes on. Whereas if I told you to do that with a rent house and then hope that 30 years from now the house would be worth more, just like we're going to say hope that the 401k will be worth more than what you put into it and doesn't take a drastic turn and go down, you would say that's crazy. Say, Del, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard, to buy that rent house and not have cash flow. What I'm saying to you is buying that 401k, and that's what you're doing, you're buying it, putting money into it every month and it pays you nothing, is as dumb as I can come up with. Yet my real estate goes up by appreciation, by forced appreciation, by better operations. It makes it make more money. There's all kinds of ways we make money. It's how about the fact of tax return, being able to not pay taxes. I mean, for every dollar you earn out there, you're in that 401k, you've got to pull it out eventually, and you're going to pay 30% tax bracket on it. Unless you do what they say, which is wait until you're completely broke, retired, and then pull it out little bits at a time. But remember, to live on it, you've got to pull it out. And if you're pulling it out at large amounts, you're paying large amounts of taxes. So, my friends, the entire theory falls apart. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com. That's DellHelpMeNow.com. Put in the promo code DEL. Dell, come see me this weekend. Change your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.